So we finish our journey with David. Tomorrow you read one more from the book of Sirach, just a little summary of his life, and maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow. But it's a great journey that we've traveled with him, and a lot to reflect on from the life of David, a great image of how God deals with each of his children and does so much for us, forgives us our sins, and calls us to greatness in him. Just once more in the Gospel of Mark, we have this episode of Jesus, a day in the life of Jesus, what he did, what was his first thing, what was his priorities, where was he going, what was he doing, what was he teaching. And once again, we have this focus on the 12. He summons the 12. Peter, come here. Hey, James, John, come here. There's the people out there. There's the crowds. And then there's this relationship, this responsibility entrusted to the 12. And sure enough, he gave them authority. This is Jesus who has this picture of what is the kingdom of God like? What is the kingdom I'm founding? And this is what he's doing. He's living it already. He's making it visible to these 12. And he's giving them authority. And he sends them out. You don't hear like of this episode of James or Peter or John going to this guy and healing them. And the guy says, no, I'm good. I go right to God. Like, yes, you can, and I'm actually teaching you how to pray, but God sent me to you. God offered me, or offers you his gifts through another. So we do go straight to God, but God also offers us many gifts, and one of those gifts is the church, given his authority, given his power. You see them at the end of the story, anointing with oil many who are sick. What sacrament is that? Right? Tough one, right? Anointing of the sick. And we still do that today. That same authority continues from generation to generation. Christ is still present. I was always kind of struck that Jesus didn't just say, now go, nice mink coat, you can wear that, nice jacket. He says, no, he's very specific. No, take no extra coat. You can wear sandals, but not that other thing over there. No, you wear this one walking stick, but not two. Our Lord was very specific. Our Lord had a very clear picture in mind. Sometimes we think, well, does God really care about the details? Yeah, he seems to care. And you can think about it, you can ask and reflect for a long time on why would Jesus care about these things? And we can come up with lots of answers. But for what it's worth, the apostles are not just preaching with their words, but with their lives. It's one thing to say, you know, the Father loves you. The Father takes care of you. As a hen gathers her brood, so the Father loves you and takes care of you. It's nice to say that if you're carrying your two coats and your jacket and your extra money bag, but when you come to them with nothing, it speaks volumes. For what it's worth, that's why early in the church there was a sense of those who really tried to represent our Lord did live in poverty and did live not with their own will and their own way of dressing and walking and whatever else, but in obedience to another who had been given authority from God through the church. So that poverty, that obedience, that not just because Jesus said so, but if you think about it, how did Jesus himself live? And the apostles and the church is sent out to show people, not just to tell them, yes, that's awesome, we do carry that message and we do tell them, but we also show them. And our Lord is insisting to the apostles, go and preach repentance like you've seen me doing. Go anoint them like you've seen me doing, apparently. And go in this way and show that utter dependence on your Father for everything you need, the way you've seen me do it. And we continue to do that. We ask the Holy Spirit to guide us in being faithful representatives of our Lord, faithful witnesses. Through our baptism, we receive a share in that same ministry and mission of Christ. May we carry it out faithfully, willingly, joyfully. You don't see the apostles in that negative sourpuss mood. Like, they're joyful, they're exuberant. This is great hope to their life, and it was the center of their lives. May it be the same for us through the intercession of the apostles, the intercession of the martyrs, St. Paul Miki, and so many others who joyfully laid down all their comforts of this passing life to bear a more faithful witness to our Lord and the comforts he promises forever. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.